It will make the same sense if I reverse it. Like the guy who said, you know why this earth is suspended in the air? Because from six different directions it's being pulled. Therefore it's standing there. He said, excuse me, but it can be pushed and standing there over there, isn't it? Because I believe in the second one. And the resolution of this argument was, he said, the bad guys are the guys who are not liked by the good guys. And the good guys, they dislike someone. That someone will be miserable because somehow he will be ejected from this group. This was the last one. Now you should be ready for two a little bit different, very interesting stuff before we go back to the story. First is your evaluation. I said, okay, let me come back to your evaluation, your judgment. How do you evaluate? Let me tell you a story, okay? There is this guy living in a big family, in a village. In this village, there is only one fountain. And this fountain is the source of water. The only wheel of water is in here. And the wheel goes dry. So they don't know what to do. They come to this prophet. This prophet we call, what was the name of the prophet, you remember?
Saleh.
Means?
Equitable, the doer of an act, the peacemaker.
Peacemaker, doer of act, the qualified fellow, the believable fellow. All of that is solid. And this is a prophet, okay? They come to this prophet goes to God, and God will say, okay, that fountain, I take care of it. There is a condition. One day the water should go to your camel. Next day, everybody could drink from that. Would you accept that? Of course you do. At the beginning, the well is dry, there is no water, there should be magic, and the magical stuff comes with some catch. The catch is that one day you will drink the water, one day goes to the camel. After a couple of months, what will happen? Let's say every day you go and pick up the water, and the next day, you have no right to the water because the camel is drinking it. The guy has said, 50% of the water is wasted for this stupid camel of this guy. Let's kill the camel. They kill the camel. Of course, they don't kill it, you will see. There are interesting details. Then, when they did it, the consequence is here. The consequence is the prophet comes back and looks and says, what did you do? Why do you want to have, from everything, why do you greed for 100%? 50% was yours. Now, the bad stuff will happen. You will go yellow, red, and black. This camel had a baby. Try to catch the baby. Maybe there is a chance for you. You couldn't do that, and the black stuff comes. They die, and you will see the dilemma of this prophet. This prophet has pity on them and asks himself, why should I have pity on them? This is a stupid fellow. They didn't have water. I brought them the water with this condition, 50% of the water. They didn't even come and protest. They killed the camel. Why should I have pity? But he cannot resist because he's a prophet and he's hard. You see, it's illogical. Then he will cry and from above and say, oh, do you want me to bring them all back? It's a big piece of cake. It's easy. But why should it? And to remind you that this is a story, and this story is not about a camel and a well, which are irrelevant to you because you have running water and you're driving a Cadillac. Explain that. Listen, this camel represents the physical existence of that prophet, because prophet has a physical existence like the pharaoh. This camel is the pharaoh of the prophet, and the Saleh peacemaker is the Moses. Remember, Moses is here to make the peace. So this is the Moses and Pharaoh, huh? And water of knowledge is here for both of them. And you want to fit them to one of them only. And you think that if that one of them you choose be Moses, choosing the heart, suddenly you're good. It's not that easy. It's half and half. You have no right to kill the animal. Animal is a part of you. You have to become in peace with it. In a complicated way. Let's hear it. Peter.
How the eyes of sense regarded Saleh, his she-camel, as despicable and without a champion. When God is about to destroy an army, he makes their adversaries appear despicable and few in their sight, even though the adversary be superior in strength. And he was making you few in their eyes, that God might bring to pass a thing that was to be done.
You see, there are different sentences here because it is translated from a title which is half Persian and half Arabic. And he will bring those Arabic as a good reference to religious or philosophical argument which has been in his time. He will bring it in like that. Anyhow, the story will be about this camel and the prophet.
The she-camel of Saleh was in former camel. That bitter tribe hamstrung her in their folly. When they became her foes on account of the water, they were blind to bread and blind to water. God's she-camel drank water from brook and plowed. They withheld God's water from God. The she-camel of Saleh became like the bodies of righteous men, an ambush for the destruction of the wicked.
Means that all the prophets, means the good guys, the peacemakers, the holy people, they are here. How? How are they walking around in here? Like everyone else, they have a body and a spirit. Both. They are one of us. One of us will go there. So they have two. They have a body and they have a soul. The soul is here to make the peace and call all the spirits to goodness. What is the body here for? The body here is here because in physical existence there are some people who should be thrown out. With their physical existence, they do it. This is a trap. The body is a trap for logical people because some should love them, some should hate them, logically. They bother some people. They make some people even worse. Their physical existence will bring the pharaoh of people, will call the pharaoh of the people to activity, to challenges. Therefore, they have two different roles. One is to walk with the people who want to walk with him. The other one is to reject the people who don't want to walk to him. This is what he does. Yes?
That what let God's she-camel have their portion of water wrought against that people through the ordainment of death and woe. The vengeance, which is God's minister, demanded from them an entire town.